Well, welcome back to the second hour of 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. I know that many of you only tune into the second hour, so some of you may have missed the first hour. This evening, I've been doing a two-hour interview with Harvey Waldman, the son of the great cantor Labela Waldman. So for those of you, I know some of you are listening through Nachum Siegel's website. If you go to charliebernhout.com, that's www.charliebernhout, that's B-E-R-N as in Nancy, H-A-U-T as in Tom, charliebernhout.com. You'll be able to hear not only the first hour, but all my archived programs for the last couple of years or so. So I invite you to listen to that. So let's now get back to the interview with cantor Harvey Waldman. Welcome back to the second hour of 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout, and we're continuing with the conversation with Harvey Waldman, the son of the great cantor, the legendary cantor, Labela Waldman. Harvey, it's there's so much to talk about. Time goes by so quickly.
When you're having fun.
For sure. Now, I know that the last time we did the interview, you had some very strong feelings about the future of Chazanis, and let's sort of pick up on that conversation. It's about 12 or 15 years later, so what's changed, if anything?
Well, I feel there have been many changes. The Chazanis now is for the concert hall.
Okay.
While you have many Chazanim that do sing a good recitative, 95% of your shuls and young Israels, the person who leads the service is not even aware of the correct nusach.
Or may not even know that there is such a thing as nusach.
That's right. Nusach, yes. Is, if you recall, the Maharil spent his lifetime traveling around from city to city telling people to make sure they do not use outside material from opera, from other sources,
mm-hmm.
and that they stick to the correct nusach, because that's crucial.
Yes.
I recently spoke to a friend of mine. You probably know him, Edward Smith.
Sure. Eddie.
And he lives in Long Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And he tells me, he says, you know, two things. We had a chazan out here from Borough Park.
Okay. Miller, Bensia Miller?
Bensia Miller was out mm-hmm. here. They couldn't wait to get home to eat their chont.
Well, Harvey, first of all, I was not raised with Chazanis. As I relate, I was 41 years old in 1977 when I first really discovered Chazanis. So I know from my own experience that you can acquire a love and a taste for it.
Well, Rabbi Akiva started late.
What I recognize is that it's a question of exposure, and it's touching the soul of a person. Now, a person has to be touched, and it's a responsibility, even if you don't succeed all the time, is to reach out. Now, I've been doing this in 1977. I can't tell you how many people email me and write to me and say how they really weren't interested in Kazonis much at all. And just through listening to these wonderful recordings over and over and over again, they acquired a taste and they become, I wouldn't go so far as to say Mevenim, but they became lovers of it and seek it. Now, I happen to live in a unique location right across from Lincoln Center. So I have Zevi Muller, who was part of the cantorial trio that I formed, who I'm nuts about. He's a nephew of Benjamin Muller. I have Cantor Mulavani, who's just across the park at Fifth Avenue.
By the way, my father dedicated that shul.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting. His
friend was one of the builders of that shul.
Uh-huh. Well, if I go just a little further east and I go hear Helfgott, where I hear, as yesterday in Shabbos, I heard the Rogoznitsky with a wonderful choir led by Himmelstein. So these shuls here, there is an appreciation. And in the Jewish Center, they have a fine young cantor. So yes, it seems to be a rarity. But on the other hand, there's inklings. Most people have no appreciation for it because they haven't heard it, they haven't learned it. They have misconceptions about it. This past Shabbos, Netanel Herstik was in Teaneck. I think it was the Young Israel in Teaneck with the choir, the Hampton Choir led by Chaimov. And I'm sure that it was a fabulous experience for those people who had never really heard a good cantor and a good choir. Now, if you were not at my, unfortunately, you weren't able to make my concert last week, but one of the things at the end of the concert, which I made an appeal, I said, look, yeah, you're not going to hire a chazan. Most shuls are not going to perhaps hire a chazan full time, but at least bring in a chazan once or twice a year, Shabbat chazanut. Introduce the people, keep it going. Now, if you have hundreds of shuls and each one brings in a chazan once or twice a year, you're going to have a lot of chazanis out there. And who knows who's listening? Who knows whose heart is going to be or whose soul is going to be touched by this? Yes, is it going to be the renaissance of 40, 50 years ago? I even hear, you know, in the days in Borough Park, you know, Kusevitsky only sang once a month, and both of them, you know, they weren't there every Shabbos.
David was more off.
More often. Okay, so you're right, though. The concert hall, but at least it is in the concert hall. At least people are getting a taste. In Israel, I hear from people, secular friends of mine in Israel, they attend, they say they're sold out. Every concert that Sobel does in the concert halls in Israel are sold out. And what does that mean? I don't know, but you don't know whose soul is being touched.
Well, I recall when they memorialized my father there, there was such demand for tickets that we had to have a second concert in Renana,
uh-huh,
where they sold another 2,000. And had there been another auditorium available, I'm sure they would, near Jerusalem, I'm sure they would have sold out there too, because I don't think he expected that kind of reaction.
Mm-hmm.
And I met retired chazonim who came over and said, "Don't you remember me?" And I didn't recall too many of them. I think Avram Davis was the only one I recall.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think I recall.
Well, friendly with his son Mayer, who's chazan up in the Upper East Side at KJ.
But
Harvey, I don't imagine. You know, I'm not saying that there's going to be a tremendous renaissance, but I just don't want to be that negative to say it's going to disappear. It's not easy, that's for sure.
Well, it's not disappearing because every time, I just recently spoke to a friend of mine, I said, every time I go online, there's another site popping up. And whoever thought that Amazon was going to start downloading chazonis that you could download for 99 cents.
Interesting.
Your favorite chazon's piece.
Uh-huh.
However, to me, it's not only the composition that a chazan sings, it's the davening.
100%.
Okay, 100%. The total davening. The man who we spoke about who has this wristwatch.
Yes.
Well, he went to hear this gentleman from Australia.
Farkas.
Farkas was...
Yes, at Park East, yeah.
And he went to hear both of them.
Mm-hmm. Helfgott and Farkas, yes.
Oh, I didn't want to mention the names.
Oh, okay.
He says, well, you got to wait for the next piece. You don't hear davening.
Okay.
People are sitting there waiting for the next composition. The difference between... the point I'm trying to make is that you don't want to sit there just waiting for the next recitative. You want to hear davening in between, improvisation, as I say, mm-hmm. or something different.
Right.
I feel strongly that my father was a person who loved melodies. I would guesstimate that in that high holiday service, there've got to be at least 100 tunes that people and chazonim have never heard before. Because he loved, I mean, I remember at the Shabbos table when he was home, he was working on something called Tzadik HaToma Yifrach.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And he said, I want you to sing the melody. I want to third you. I want to see if it's how it comes out. Or Haboche Beshire Zimra. I want to try something with you. So he'd say to me, okay, can you do the melody? I said, well, I'll try. You know? And it would come to him and...
Uh-huh.
But don't forget, you had a man here who was singing 4 hours a day. I don't recall him ever warming up for Shabbos.
Wow.
And I know cantors warm up. I remember Sidney Shikoff had to warm up 2 hours. He used to tell me he used to have to warm up 2 hours.
Interesting.
I think my father would have a glass of hot water, and that was it. But they actually started singing so often, the voice was always ready to go.
Well,
and
Harvey,
it was consistent.
Harvey, I can't argue with you that there aren't that many shuls that are bringing in the chazanim to do the davening to inspire people. But the real question is it going to totally disappear? I don't think so.
I never said it was.
Well, you know, this path, again, going
but,
back
but
to the...
Nusach is disappearing.
Okay, well, that's a question of training and education. But this past Sunday, it's actually a week ago today, we're recording this today for my program tomorrow evening. Just a week ago, at this time, actually, it's exactly at this moment of 3:40, the program was an hour and 40 minutes. There were three young chazanim, Yanki, let's see, Zevi was 24 years old, Yanki is 27, Shimmy Miller is 32. There was Binyamin Bixenspan, who I discovered at a Kumsitz. He's in his late 20s, magnificent voice, and then Daniel Mutlu, who did an incredible version of Reutemann. Now, these are five young guys who have wonderful voices, who I think represent a bright future for chazanis, as long as there are shuls out there to bring them in. I know that Yanki just got himself a wonderful position in Englewood. There's a new shul there, or it's an existing shul that expanded. I forgot the name of the shul, but they were seeking a chazan, and they're bringing him in. Okay, he'll sing for Ten Shabbosim and for the High Holidays. That's wonderful. And Shimmy Miller is at Bethel and Young Israel Bethel in Borough Park. He certainly represents a great future. He's a great choir leader, but in and of himself, he's a wonderful cantor, following in the footsteps of his father and his grandfather and great-grandfather.
By the way, I recorded the melodies of his grandfather.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, Aaron Miller.
Aaron Miller. Well, I just was listening to a tape, as a matter of fact, of Aaron Miller Hasidic melodies.
That's the tape. That's the recording I did.
Oh, really? I have to show it to you because I was in the car yesterday and I was thinking.
Some of them very good.
And there was Shoshanis Yaakov on there. There's right. A great Shoshanis Yaakov, which I'm going to be playing for Purim.
Right. He has a Kol Keli on that.
Okay.
That's also, yes. I recorded that.
No, really? Because yeah. It doesn't say anything. You know, I tried to figure
yes,
out.
Yes, it's on the album.
Oh, it's not on the tape. On the cassette, there's not that much information. But then you, and of course, Zevi Moller is at the West Side Institutional.
I also recorded Mandelbaum.
Oh.
And I recorded
Joseph Mandelbaum?
Yes, yeah. Oh. And I recorded Moshe Taub.
Really? Interesting. Well, but just about these young chazanim, the West Side Institutional, there is an interesting thing. It's just as an aside, okay? Here's a shul that was struggling, to say the least.
Shul are you talking about?
West Side Institutional Synagogue on 74th or 75th, right off of Columbus. A beautiful building. Yavne, Chazan Yavne was there, and they had a tradition of chazanis. And then something happened to the shul. It slid down, and I would go there, and perhaps 20, 30, 40 people would show up. They have a young Rabbi Einhorn, and they have this Zevi Moller, who people know. I unabashedly say I'm nuts about him. I just love him. Do you know that the place is full? They come there, and okay, some of them are not into Chazanis, but some of them are into, and they're learning, and that shul has a combination of a wonderful rabbi and a wonderful cantor, both young, and something happened in that shul that I haven't seen in other shuls. Slowly, and now I go there on Shabbos, it's almost 100% packed, mm-hmm. and it's still growing. So there's an example of a shul where the president and the board recognized a certain need, and they're filling that need. So anyway, can it happen? Why couldn't it happen in Teaneck, for instance? You have seven or eight shuls. Why couldn't they one shul wake up and say, "Come on, let's bring in a chazan and really knock them dead, so to speak." you know, show them that we understand. But anyway, look, I'm a dreamer, and I understand that. Now, I just leave it at that. You have your Zaidi's cholam, you have Charlie's cholam. What can I tell you? Let's get back to the...
Well, obviously, if there are so many sites popping up,
uh-huh.
And we have a gentleman here sitting with us who became interested in chazanis.
Yes, Mark is a prime example. You know, where does it touch them? Who knows? But the music does touch the soul, and it's our job to reach out and touch them, to expose them to it. Mm-hmm. That's my mission with all this. I mean, that's the satisfaction that I have when I get a CD. An email from somebody. I said, I never knew that this existed, and once it touches them, they become very excited about it.
It's a nice way to go to sleep, too. I do have chazanis on when I go to sleep.
Okay, let's go to Odom Yisoro Mayofer. Tell us a little bit about this next selection.
Well, this is one of my favorites, and also the favorite of many people. It's something that... gentleman's from Israel.
Sobel?
Sobel.
Yes.
Made a background tape. Okay. and started to distribute it amongst the chazanim.
Uh-huh.
And a few people have recorded it for their congregations.
Interesting.
And Shulhoff did it at concert. He did a very nice job.
Okay, so
he did a very nice job.
Let's hear the classic, Orom Yisoro Mayofer.
Okay. Moshul kecheres hanishbor udam udom. Benavish oyavi yovilach moy. Moshul kecheres hanishbor udom. My benavish oy, benavish oy yovilach moy. Benavish oy yovilach moy.
Odom Yisoro Meyofer, and our next selection will be Shuvi Nafshi.
A very interesting story about Shuvi Nafshi, Charlie. We were getting clippings from all over the world. I'm talking about Japan, countries in Asia, clippings from newspapers regarding Shuvinashi, and we couldn't understand why and where they were coming from. And then we found out that a dance company started by a woman by the name of Hadassah has started a dance company, and the feature, her main event, so to speak, was to dance to Shuvinavshi.
No. With your dad singing?
The cantor that you're going to hear now.
Oh, no.
I have it on tape. Oh. When they did a documentary, when she died, they did a documentary.
Wow.
And I have the CD.
Interesting.
And, well, it's like any composition. It has a beginning, but she saw it as a dance.
Wow.
And I sent a copy to Israel, to Sobel, and he sent it to one of the dance companies. I said, hey, Sobel, I want that copy back. It's the only one I have.
You never give out the original.
So we found out that the non-Jew is affected by that music. And I recall my father was in Madison Square Garden singing. The non-Jews would always surround him.
Look at the story of Caruso, who used to go to hear Rosenblatt. I mean, these are classics. Well, okay, so...
Music is universal.
Yes, it is. And it can touch the soul. Let's go to Shuvi Nafshi, another Label Woman classic.
Shuvinavshi, 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 limuchoechi, ki adoshem, yomal, yomal, yomal. Ragli Sing me. Sragli mi dehi. Soleil lief ne ad shem vi ad tos ha chayim hey manati ki adabe ani onisim meo.
Shuvi Nafshi. Our next selection will be hearing is from Morin, from Slichus, Morin Divishmaya.
Dorami Vishmaya. Morin Divishmaya.
Any
that's in Aramaic.
Okay, any background about this
particular piece? Penitential prayer at the end of the Slichus service.
Lauch mischanenon Muron, muron divishmayo Lauch mischanenon Kibahu ashiv yod mischanen Lishboyel vay The mischanen lishboyel vay The mischanen lishaboyel Kol lehoin b'nei shivyo b'mchaspo misporikin. Kol lehoin b'nei shivyo b'mchaspo misporikin. V'yamoch yisru ovoway. B'rachamei, b'rachamei v'sachanu ovonei. Rachameyu v'sachanunei Loch, loch mischanenon
Loch mischanenon
in the Bohosi de Loneda Rebe come in me in Kudomawa. Muron divishmayo, muron divishmayo, loch, loch, mischanel ve'enon. Muron divishmayo, loch, loch, mischanel ve'enon.
ki avdo, ki avdo, de mischane, de morevo, ki avdo, ki avdo, ki avdo, de mischane, de morevo, ki avdo, de mischane, de morevo. Moran,
Moran,
Moran, Moran, Sharina,
Sharina,
Meridin, Meridin, Nafshi, 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 Nafshi. Meyaksin, Meyaksin, Dinifishi. So yach moran, 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 di bishmayo. Exalted, 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 exalted,
believe that was composed by Chazan Vagoda.
Shmuel Vagoda?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That was from a live davening.
Right. That's from Sliris in
Was that the one in Chicago?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. 1967, Seven. Just prior, your dad died in 69.
Right.
So let's see, he was 60 years old at the time.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The next selection is certainly a classic, Lefich HaChanach.
This is the one that won Sobel his doctor, his scholarship at Juilliard. He won first prize with this his rendition of Lefich HaChanach Chayavim. It was written by the same composer who wrote Shir Bonabes HaMikdash.
Oh, yes,
Israel Shor.
Sure.
לפיכך אנחנו חייבים, חייבים להודות לכל. 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 להודות לכל. Lehodos lechol, lehodos lechol. Ule shabert le vuer le vuer le gar ich will ich eine schema. Schön. Ashreinu ma toy velikeinu, un maye foyeru shuseinu. Ashreinu ma toy velikeinu, ma toy fokeinu un ma noy loyem geiru. Ashreinu ma toy velikeinu, un maye foyeru shuseinu. Ashreinu ma toy velikeinu, un ma noyem geiru leinu, un maye fo. O maya po, o maya po, Yerushal seinu, Ashrei ma toim chenikeinu, o mano yim goyru leveinu. O maya po, o maya po, Yerushal seinu. Ashreinu, ashreinu, kishenachnu mashkimim umarimim, bebutei chinesiyoyis, ubebutei midrushos, umiachadim shimcho bechol yom, tamid. Ashreinu bechol yom tamid, bechol yom tamid, kishyanachnu mashkimim, mashkimim, umaribim, umavotechim, nesiyos. Ubebutei midrushos. Umyachadim shimcho bechol yom tomid. Umyachadim shimcho bechol yom tomid, 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 tomid. Umyachadim shimcho bechol yom tamid. Umyachadim shimcho bechol yom tamid. Shema Yisroel, Hashem Eloikeinu, Hashem Echad.
Lefichach, certainly up there with Ki Lekach Tov and Shuvi Nafshi, and you know, these are all classics that we're hearing. You had a story you wanted to tell us about Lefichach. Who composed this, by the way?
Israel Shaw.
Oh yes, of course.
Israel Shaw.
Right.
Trying to recall.
Okay, well, look. Well,
that's the, again, I mentioned that Sobel won first prize.
Oh, yes.
Singing
yes.
It. That got him his scholarship at Juilliard.
You never know.
I never know. That's what he told me.
Okay, this next one, again, is from the Live Slichus Davening, and it's Hate. This is from Chicago?
Yes.
Works.
Okay, from a live davening, that was Hate. You mentioned that there were some interesting aspects to that that davening. Improvisation.
That was composed again by Israel Shaw. Obviously, my father must have liked his work. Israel Shaw has his own had a cassette that I listened to very often. I enjoyed his work.
Yeah,
I enjoyed his work very much.
He had a son or a grandson who was in New Jersey.
Right, he was active in the
I think in Hillside, actually.
Also a cousin.
Yes, cousin Shore. Okay, the Open Tehillim. Tell us, it's a Yiddish selection.
Yes, it's a song written by
singer.
No, I think it's Goldfarb.
Uh, For those of my listeners who don't understand Yiddish, why don't you tell us a little bit about what the words translate to?
That people should, the gist of the song is open to Tehillim, because in Tehillim you'll find beautiful phrases. Tehillim are psalms.
Yes.
Supposedly written by King David. And there's beauty in those psalms. And once in a while, when you have a chance, open up and read it for your pleasure.
But by the way, just as an aside, for those who are serious about the Tehillim, they're songs, not just, and they speak about songs. And if you read some of the Psalms, they talk about the voices. And they're certainly talking about chazanis. That music certainly was part of the temple service and played a great, great role in it. And of course, we don't know exactly how or what, but when you read the Psalms, a Song of David, and then some of them are just so right on that if you're really serious about religiosity, if you will, you have to be serious about music, because music touches the soul.
Well, we do know that the ancient service in the Holy Temple involved a leader who was usually the high priest.
Right.
A choir made up of 30-year-old males,
mm-hmm.
and even dancers.
Right. And music, and then musicians, harps and whatever, whatever.
And it was an orchestra, so it was a big production.
Right.
And all this ended when the temple was destroyed.
Well, I don't know if we'll bring it totally back, but let's hear Open to Tehillim.
Open the book of Psalms, open the Tehillim, find beauty of word and thought therein. Find comfort and solace for your pain. Find the word of God and follow in his ways. And as it is said, the Lord shall keep thee from all evil. He shall keep thy soul. The Lord shall guard thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and forever.
Efen läuft dem Tillim. Guck einmal rein, du wirst dort finden Trist zu Schmerz in Pein. Nehmt gleich von Ufang, lest dort jeder Wort. Herr, nur die Gedanken, welche fließen dort. Weil es zu den Menschen, was fällt nicht jeden nach, tust du schlechte Sachen, batzelst du gleich de Fahr. Sich nicht kein Chaverim, welche seinen schlecht, folg nicht Seherezes, weil es ist nicht recht. Geh nicht auf die Wegen, welche seinen krumm. Nimm nicht auf Gedanken, wo sei seinen narrisch dumm. Lehrer, verstehen, wirst du dann begreifen, wo's ist gut in ihr rein, wer
wärst du Freund, dann blind, wie ein junger Bäum mit Zweigen in mir ist, was es gläubt sich kein, wär's bald lieb bei jedem. Dein Körper, deine Schumme, hat auch immer Ruhe. Freund, Ottos ist Tillim. Freund, Ottos ist Schein. Nur gezählte Menschen können uns verstehen. Nur gezählte Menschen können uns verstehen.
To my listeners, Harvey was translating it as we were listening to it about the impact of Tehillim. And one day we will come back and we'll give you the translation for those of us who don't totally understand Yiddish. But it was a beautiful selection. And Harvey, look, 2 hours went by so quickly. And this is Sunday afternoon, and we're in my apartment. And we will be playing this tomorrow evening, a two-hour special. And I'm sure that the listeners are going to just enjoy hearing your father and your comments.
I hope so.
What do you mean, you hope so? Of course, of course. And I just want to thank you on behalf of myself and my listeners for sharing
I must say that your listeners seem to be very sophisticated, because I can tell that if they keep requesting something like Sarfe Mala, then they are people who are that know Chazonis.
Well,
and can appreciate it.
Well, yes, we do have an excellent audience out there. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure they're going to enjoy hearing this interview with you. Again, thank you so much. And look, we'll get together in another 10 years from now, and we'll do a third interview, and we'll see where Chazonis has gone since, life is filled with surprises, Harvey, mm-hmm. really. I'm optimistic. I want to be optimistic. Again, thank you, and shalom.
It's my pleasure.
Well, thank you so much for joining with me on this 2 hours of a very special program, an interview with Cantor Harvey Waldman, the son of Cantor Label Waldman. Come back again next week. We'll talk about the survey. I got some very interesting comments. I'm going to continue. I'm not changing much. I'm not quite sure what I'll change, but I got some good feedback to make me realize what your desires are. Again, thanks for sharing your thoughts with me, and hope you have a good week. Look forward to speaking with you next Monday evening. Shalom, everyone.